Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it and deliver. Robotbuildingsupplies.com.au.
Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Marr.
Great to have you with us this Friday afternoon. St Kilda fans, memberships are still available at the footy club. You might want to get on. You just never know if you haven't already. And I feel like it's going to be a crazy end of this season in the race for a spot in the finals. Saints might have a role to play in all of this yet. 1-300-467-246 or visit the website saintsmembership.com.au. I wonder what Jack Sinclair feels about that, a man who's been part of this mob for a little while now. They got Collingwood on Sunday in a very, very big game for the Saints. He's been good enough to join us. Hey, Jack, thanks for your time, mate.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Does this feel like a big game? I don't know whether you're a student of the ladder, whether you spend much on it. I know that you're very much 1 week at a time focused in the kind of, in the cut and thrust of it all, but when it gets to this point of the season, you want to know that you're still a chance and you're playing for a spot in the finals. Have you allowed yourself to get a sense for how important this week is?
Not really. I think the biggest thing for us is trying to put a couple of good weeks together. We haven't had a lot of good performances this year, but when we have, we've really struggled to back it up. So that's probably the main focus. And if we do end up doing that, yeah, you never know what can happen the back end of the year. But certainly more important things to worry about right now than focusing on finals.
It's been a pretty dramatic season for the Saints, Jack. The first half of the year marred by an up and down yo-yo type of performance. You get to the bye and then you come out and belt the Tigers. Was there anything over that break that you feel like reset the club and the team to avoid the up and down form line?
A couple of little things, nothing major, but probably, just allowing everyone to get away and freshen up a little bit might have helped, sort of settle down a bit and allow guys to, relax and, get slightly healthier in terms of a few little niggles and things. Maybe structurally a few slight little tweaks, defensively, and possibly, a little bit with our ball use, not a heap, I feel like a couple of those things really helped us during the game on Friday. Sort of slippery conditions, so probably worked in our favour in terms of limiting their scoring a bit. But, it was a really good performance. Good to bounce back. Hopefully do the same again this week.
You've played 112 games now, Jack. Really slotted in and played consistent footy for a lot of that time. Where does last week's win against the Tigers rate for you in terms of, one of the most important wins in your career?
Yeah, definitely up there. Certainly felt a lot of pressure going into that game, especially off the back of last time we played them when they had a pretty big win. No doubt it was up there, and always good to beat them, given they've been the benchmark for the last however many years. Haven't enjoyed a lot of success against the Tigers.
Tell us about the conversations that you would have been part of as you ended up sort of being sent into defence and part of that sort of defensive unit this year and that sort of shift of roles for you. How did all that come about?
I think just sort of rats through me there at various stages throughout the pre-season just to, give me something to think about because I played pretty much every other role across my career so far, starting as a small forward, playing wing, and last year a bit more inside mid. So it's pretty much the only position I hadn't really played.
Do you like it?
I think, I do. Yeah. It's been challenging. We've had some big losses, so haven't enjoyed it too much in those games. But, something different, and, I feel like I'm starting to get a good grip on it.
You're obviously a pretty good ball user when you're up and going and you're feeling good about yourself as a footballer. Is that part of the reason they wanted you down there to, grow into the role and maybe be one of those aggressive distributors coming out of defence? Is that the way you see what you can bring to that group?
Yeah, definitely. I'd never played defence before in my life, so I think I was put there for more probably the offensive stuff.
Yeah.
And now with Hilly there, I'm probably playing slightly more defensively than I was at the start of the year playing as the highest defender. But I think it's it. I'm there to sort of be creative and provide some run across the halfback line. And when we've been playing well, I think sort of contributed in that way.
So what about the defensive side of it, though? You are down there and you are going to be opponent accountable. I mean, generally speaking, everybody is, but Well, it is a bit optional when you're a bit further up the ground.
Halfback, if you're fair dinkum.
No, but we occasionally you picked a bloke up. Like every now and again you decided you better pick someone up.
Monthly.
What, once a month? Where do you... I mean, in terms of balancing that up, Jack, like, you know, the offense that they want you to bring in and you want to provide... And the need to lock down and actually defend. Are you getting more comfortable with that balance?
Yeah, definitely. Something I probably struggled with a little bit in the preseason. And even last year, I played a couple of games there. I sort of struggled to pick out when I should attack and when to defend. But yeah, definitely getting more comfortable with it as I go on. And I think having some other guys down there like Dougal Howard sets up really well defensively and often they can help me out. You know, if I can't get involved in the offense, I'm sort of looking to set up defensively. But if I feel like I can, and then I can sort of take off and try to hurt the opposition.
Who's the player or teammate down there, Jack, that you sort of reference off the most? Who's the one that's the general of the back line and sort of keeps you guys organized out there?
Yeah, probably Dougal Howard and Cal Wilkie. Often they're probably the deeper ones, but they're definitely the most vocal. In terms of sort of setting us up structurally and once the ball's live and in motion. So those two guys really organised down there. They do great jobs, you know, on their opponents week to week. But when they're at their best, they're sort of helping out and supporting in the air, taking intercept marks. So something I'm sort of trying to learn off them too.
So you've got the Magpies this weekend, and they've got a range of small, medium forwards that you might spend some time on, Degoe, Elliott, Thomas, even Bianco. Will you sort of take that opponent, whoever it may be, and just follow them around, or will you sort of always be the high one on halfback?
I think Hilly will generally be the highest, so he might be up around the stoppage, and then I'll probably be that next one. Trying to get a bit more comfortable playing in sort of the middle tier of the defence with the big guys sort of right out the back. But it obviously changes depending on the games, and there might be a couple of matchups. Like I was playing a bit deeper last week because Jimmy Webster was going to Dusty up around stoppage. It sort of varies week to week, but yep. Generally he'll be the highest and I'll probably be the next one.
Just off the field, we're talking to Jack Sinclair from the Saints. Just off the field, are you still sharing a house with Dan McKenzie?
Yep, still doing that. So he moved in probably nearly a year ago, about a week before we moved up to Noosa last year.
So Derm at Brereton on Monday, Derm can observe.
Oh, he sees things others don't.
That's very true. He noticed that after Dan McKenzie kicked the goal last week, and Derm noticed that he was checking out his hair on the scoreboard after he kicked that goal. Does that ring true to the Dan McKenzie that you know, Jack?
And the Dermot we know.
Does he find it hard to walk past a mirror without having a bit of a check to see if the feathers are where they need to be?
I don't know. He's not really that type of guy, but we had a laugh about it. Yeah, we saw some vision after his goal, and every time someone would go up and pat him on the head or whatever, he was too worried about fixing up his own hair.
There's a bit going on with yours too at the moment. You've got to be. We had Gary Ayres on the front bar on the weekend, one of the great, probably the greatest mullet in the history of footy. Mm. You've got a bit going on with yours too. It's a very, very nice. Is it a finished product at the moment, Jack, or is there still a bit of work to be done?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. Probably started last year. Just thought I'd try something different after, so many years of the same haircut. And, you can't do much at high school. They're pretty hot on it. So, I just thought I'd give it a go and trying a few things. I'm not sure, at what point I'll cut it, but...
Just keep going with it while you can.
You were a Scotch College boy, weren't you, Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they keep it pretty short back and sides there.
Yeah, they're all over it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
There you go. Not let it touch the collar. No. All of that. No. My advice to you, Jack, from one who's lost the battle many, many years ago, just let it roll and let it ride as long as you can, mate. And enjoy the length and the volume while you've got it.
Nah, no worries. I definitely appreciate it. So, yeah, it might be here to stay.
Good, man. Good luck on Sunday, mate. It's a huge game for the Saints against the Pies. We wish you all the very best. Thanks for coming on.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
Good on, mate.
Take it easy. Sinclair.
Good on you. Jack Sinclair. St Kilda fans, membership still available. Go to saintsmembership.com.au.